Have you always been in the mechanic line of work, or?
Well, yeah, I done mechanic work from time I was about 15 years old. My daddy bought a little old 22 model pickup. 6 5 o'clock, now time to feed.
Oh.
He's coming and talking to him.
He's your clock, huh?
Yeah, you ready to eat? Huh? Well, go on around there and I'll come on and feed you. Come on around. I better go feed him, I guess.
Okay.
I failed to feed him last night.
Oh, I probably upset him.
Yeah. You could stay and go to church with me. And,
well, I gotta get back up to Ruston.
Well, if you want to come back tomorrow, I can go up there with you too, Aunt Levanners and Aunt Joseph, if you want to talk to them. Or you can go down and talk to that girl of mine, Miss Enid, tonight some if you want to. I'll call her. 65.
Returning 65.
Well, I just had to turn it over. That screw term was over. 65.
Did you ever do anything else besides work on cars? Or do anything else for a living?
Oh yeah, I work on washing machines, refrigerators, water pumps. Have a lot of that to do in the spring of the year. I'm just sort of a jackleg of all trades, master of none.
Jackleg of all trades.
My wife used to say that they'd call me for everything, so the next thing they'd be calling me to deliver babies. she used to get aggravated, people calling me so much. I never charge people very much for what I've done, no how.
If somebody called somebody a jackleg, would that be a very nice thing to say about?
Well, it wouldn't be no slurring or nothing, you know. I really don't know what the word jackleg means, but I guess a fella'd have to be a pretty good carpenter to be a jackleg carpenter or mechanic. They used to call me a shade tree mechanic.
Shade tree.
Yeah. When I was shop phone for Pontiac place there in Cassatter, the man that owned it, he didn't want me to work on cars, and people wouldn't. Some of them wouldn't carry cars down there for me to work on. They'd bring them out here and work on while I was off. He sort of got after me one day about it. He wanted me to quit working on them out here. And I asked him, I said, now, am I work satisfactory with here with you? Oh, yeah, he said, you. I said, I put my time in. I'm supposed to, yeah. I said, well, from then on, my time's mine. And he wanted me to buy a new Pontiac. I'd buy a new car once in a while, every year or two.